Archers for the week 23 to 28 January 2000.
You've got to admire his optimism, for Eddie still hasn't given up hope.
You couldn't knock us up a couple of rounds of sandwiches, could you?
What for?
Oh, I'm going over on form.
I thought they didn't need you no more.
Well, nobody's actually said.
The hamming's finished, isn't it?
More or less.
So you ain't going to be home for your dinner?
No.
Oh, thanks for telling us.
I'll have it warmed up later.
No, William's out. No, we'll have some bread and cheese dinner, Tom, and I'll do the stew this evening.
Oh, so. And, so what you might do while I'm out?
What?
The thing is, didn't sleep too well last night.
You were snoring your head off.
I was not.
Somebody were. Gets the cheese out the fridge, will you?
When I was lying awake, I was thinking.
Oh, yeah?
Just because Mike Butcher wouldn't lend us the money, it don't mean nobody would.
Hey?
There might be some folks out there.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Eddie, use your head.
That's exactly what I am doing.
Mike Butcher is a loan shark, and loan sharks don't have no scruples. No, they'll lend to anyone. They don't care, as long as there's a chance of a return.
Look, I'm not suggesting...
So don't it tell you nothing that he wouldn't lend to us?
I'm not suggesting we go to another loan shark.
I should hope not.
I was thinking more of family.
Family?
It's where most folks turn in times of crisis.
What, you think we should get Alf to rob a bank for us?
No.
No, why didn't I think of that?
No, I meant your family.
I ain't got no family, said Rosie.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Rosie and Dennis ain't got 2 pence to rub together.
You don't know that.
I do.
Well, weren't he salesman of the year once?
Oh, that was years ago, before he had his accident.
Even if they ain't got
the
money...
You've never been the same since then. Do you want pickle with it?
They could borrow it.
What?
They could borrow the money for us.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
We may be a bad risk, but Rosie and Dennis...
No, Eddie. It's bad enough us getting in Octagon now, so I ain't dragging Rosie down that path.
Look at it from her point of view. I mean, how's she going to feel seeing her own sister up in court?
It ain't me as will be up in court.
It's like Dad says. It's not the money, it's the shame of it.
Don't I know it?
Look how concerned Rosie was when the phone were cut off. Well, she got up with the money then, didn't she?
Yeah, but that was just...
I bet if you tell her the truth...
I can't.
She'll want to, Will.
I can't tell her.
But she's your sister. You help each other out in times of trouble.
Yes, I know, but...
Who was the first person she called when Dennis had his accident?
That was different.
She's going to be really upset when she finds out you didn't trust her enough to tell her.
It's not that I don't trust... Oh, I don't know.
Think about it.
Yeah, all right.
No. And with them sandwiches coming.
So this is the plumber?
No, this is another one.
Another one?
Lillian was very dismissive of the plumber, wasn't she, Jack?
What plumber?
Lillian's boyfriend.
Well, I thought he said he was an actor.
An actor? Oh, this one, yes, but the previous one...
Though I did wonder about that.
Oh, the one that Chris and George met?
Mm. He was a plumber.
Mm. You wouldn't think it'd be much work for an actor on Guernsey, would you?
So how old's this one?
Oh, no better than the last. He's young enough to be her son.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, I should say he's just about the same age as James.
Mm, looked about 16 to me. Mm,
27, 28.
Mm. More vegetables, Jack?
Oh, I wouldn't say no to another roast potato. Mm,
well, help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
And what does James have to say about the situation?
Mm, he's appalled. Thinks the fellow's a gold digger.
Well, that's fairly obvious.
He's a nice lad, though.
Yes. Really rather charming.
And Lillian seems very happy.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Well, good for her.
More relaxed than she's been in years.
Though I don't know how she can stand living on Guernsey.
Why, what's wrong with it?
It really makes you appreciate Ambridge.
Jack spent the entire 3 weeks worrying about Arkwright Hall.
No, it wasn't that.
It was all I could do to stop him ringing Lewis every 5 minutes.
Now, the trouble with Guernsey is you go a couple of miles in any direction and end up in the sea.
Islands are like that.
I miss the wide open spaces of the country park and the view from Lakey Hill.
Mm. We must go for a walk this afternoon.
Mm, that's a good idea. So, is there any news of Kate?
Well, she rings every week.
She doesn't say anything, though, does she? Doesn't actually convey any information.
But has she decided when she's coming home?
She hasn't said.
When did Kate ever decide anything?
Though I must say she's sounding a lot happier.
She'll just wait until the money runs out and then turn up on the doorstep one day.
She really was in a bad way, you know.
But what about Phoebe?
Precisely.
Oh, she's fine. We had her over here for a couple of days last week, didn't we, darling?
Yeah.
Oh, she is such a sweet child. Mm-hmm.
So was Kate at that age.
Oh, but poor little thing. She must be missing her mum dreadfully.
All right. Don't make such a fuss. There's plenty to go around.
Hey, Eddie.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
What does it look like?
Well, it's just that I wasn't expecting to see you.
Why not?
Well, I don't remember. Did I ask you to work Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Oh, you were so knackered Friday, I don't suppose you remember what you said.
That's true.
So your dad earlier, he was quite happy for me to carry on.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Get your nose hit the way, you daft animal.
So, have you done the ones out in the field?
Yeah. Took some nuts and a bit more, right?
Great.
And, had a bit of a tidy up in the lamb and shit.
Oh, thanks.
Only two new lambs last night. Both singles were perfectly healthy, no problems.
So, there wasn't much point in me coming over.
We thought you was having the weekend off.
Well, I was,
Phoebe?
Yeah. Oh, hello. Hi, Gran. How are you?
What are you doing here?
How is Guernsey? Hello, Jack.
Afternoon.
This is a nice surprise.
I wasn't expecting you.
No.
If I'd known, you could have joined us for lunch.
We're just going for a walk. Why don't you come too?
Yes.
Well, no, I need to have a word with Dad, actually. Is he in the house? Is everything all right? Yes, yes, it's just about the wheat.
So will I come in tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, I honestly don't think there's much for you to do, Eddie.
Oh, still one or two left to land.
Yeah, I think I can probably manage those, though.
So, where's Simon?
Well, he's at home, of course.
I'll be off then.
Righto, Eddie. Look, thanks for all your help.
Is he all right?
Yes, he's okay.
I'll call him tomorrow, shall I?
Eddie, look, I really don't think there'll
For me money.
Oh, right, yes, okay, yeah. So, Gran, did you have a lovely holiday?
Oh, wonderful.
Cash, remember?
What? Oh, yes, of course.
Nice to be back, though.
Oh, look, better make it Tuesday, then.
I really miss Danbridge.
Give us a chance to get to the bank, all right?
Right, I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
How's Auntie Lillian, then?
Oh, she's flourishing.
Got herself a new boyfriend.
Another one?
Even younger than the last.
And quite a hunk.
Good for her.
Debbie, you haven't had a row, have you?
What?
Well, you and Simon.
Leave her alone, Jenny.
Thank you, Gran.
But this is the last weekend before his new semester.
Exactly. And he's got loads of preparation to do.
He has to work very hard, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Why didn't he do it last week when you were so busy with lambing?
Because he's like that. Leaves things to the last minute. And he finds it easier to concentrate if I'm not there to distract him. So I came out for a couple of hours. OK? Satisfied?
Clary? You OK, look?
Been chopping onions.
Hey, come on.
I know I'm making dumplings.
Don't give me that.
Do you want to make a decent stew out of a ratty old bit of beef shin?
Something's upset you, innit?
Found Rosie, didn't I?
What did she say?
What do you think she said?
Well, knowing you're Rosie, she said it was a fault to marry me in the first place. You could have done better for yourself. And it's a miracle we didn't end up in Queer Street years ago.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Then she offered to lend us all her savings.
She what?
So we could have the lot.
That's brilliant. You see, oh, I knew she'd come up trumps, didn't I say? Gosh, she's a diamond, your sister.
I said no.
You what?
I said no.
You didn't?
I couldn't take it off her.
Why not?
It's only a few hundred, that's all she's got.
We pay her back.
When? How?
Eventually. Besides, if she's got savings...
No, they can't get a loan.
You asked, did you?
Never been so embarrassed in my life.
What did you say?
Oh, they tried to buy their council house a few years back and they couldn't get a mortgage.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
Dennis has got a good job.
Years ago he did, not anymore.
What happened?
Oh, Ed, the company he worked for went bust. I told you all about that.
I don't remember.
No, he just sells cleaning products, commission only. And he's not a well man.
What about the kids?
What about them?
Well, Bess must be what, 18, 19?
Apprentice hairdresser, earns even less than her, William, and David is still at school.
But Rosie's got a bit put by, you say?
Which I am not touching.
When you say a few hundred...
No, Eddie, we're not taking that money off of her.
How much exactly?
Look, it's taken a year, saving a few quid at a time.
And it's just a drop in the ocean compared with what we owe.
Every little helps.
But it don't do it. Every little disappears into a big black hole never to be seen again. And I'm not letting my sister's savings go that way.
But if we can't borrow their money...
Which we can't.
They're going to go under. Right under.
Well, then we better start getting used to the idea. Because nothing's going to save us this time.
Doesn't look too good, does it?
Oh, I don't believe it.
It's this mild weather.
Yeah, but it's only been like this for a couple of days, and it's not especially damp.
Have we got the agronomist coming in this week?
Not till Wednesday.
That's only a couple of days. You can wait till then.
Do you think so?
Well, you'd rather spray straight away, would you?
Oh, earlier the better.
Hello, you two.
Oh, they're back already.
Hiya. Is there a problem? You both look very serious.
No, I just wanted Dad's opinion on the crop.
Oh, we've had a lovely walk.
Well, where did you go?
Up to the Millennium Wood.
It's coming along, isn't it?
And then back along the riverbank.
You see, this is what I missed on Guernsey. Being able to see for miles across rolling acres.
Rolling acres of diseased wheat.
What?
It's not that bad. Are you going to come back to the house and have some tea? Oh, no, I must get home, actually. Simon will be wondering what's happened to me.
Oh, by the way, Kate phoned.
No. Oh, don't tell me I missed her.
Well, so did I, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
I was over the lambing shed with Debbie, and when we got back to the house, there was this message on the answer phone.
Oh, can't you ring her back?
She never tells us where she's ringing from.
Anyway, she seems to borrow mobile phones from complete strangers.
It was a pretty garbled message. You'd better listen to it yourself, see if you can make any more sense of it.
But the gist of it seems to be that she's coming home.
What?
Oh, thank goodness.
About time.
It's marvellous. When?
That was the garbled bit.
Well, as I understand it, there's a group of her mates coming back overland.
How do you get overland from Morocco?
Hitch a ride on a camel?
I think she means they're not flying.
Yeah, they'll come up through Spain somehow, I suppose.
But when? Did she give you any idea?
Nope. I doubt if she knows herself.
It depends how they're travelling.
Well, it's going to take a few weeks anyway.
But she's on her way.
Oh, it's marvellous.
Now, don't go getting your hopes up, Jenny.
Well, she said she'd ring again soon anyway.
I'll believe it when I see her.
But at least she's talking about coming home.
Well, exactly. And it's the first time she's even mentioned it. And to be perfectly honest, I was beginning to think she'd gone for good.
I was beginning to think you weren't coming.
Hello, Phoebe. There's my little princess, eh? You going to give your granddad a kiss?
Where have you been? Oh, I had to see a man about some work. Why? What's the panic?
You're going to have to look after Phoebe this afternoon.
Hey? But I thought Brenda was...
No, she's had to go into work.
But she worked all weekend. She's supposed to get Monday off.
Yeah, well, the station called. Somebody's gone down with flu.
And
it means she gets to do some news reporting. Now, she was really excited about it. I couldn't say no, could I?
Well, what are you doing this afternoon?
In a shop.
Well, can you get someone else?
No, I've tried. Susan's at the surgery. I even tried Mr. and Mrs. Woolley, but there's no one home.
You've got some work lined up for this afternoon.
Oh, no.
You remember I talked to Graham Ryder last week, clearing a bit of woodland up on the estate?
Well, you don't have to do that today, surely.
I went to see Greg this morning, told him I'd make a start right away.
Well, he's not going to mind if you put it off for a day or two, is he?
Oh, that would look great, wouldn't it? Offers me a job 5 minutes later on letting him down.
Well, I'm sure if you explain.
Well, what about Jennifer?
What about her?
Have you rung her?
No.
Well, why not? I mean, she said we could call on her any time.
Well, I don't want her thinking we can't cope.
But we can. That's the whole point.
And besides, you know how Roy feels about palming Phoebe off on the Aldridges.
In a question of palming her off.
Oh, please, Mike.
I said it all along. I knew we wouldn't be able to manage once Roy were back at university. And here we are, first day of the new term.
This afternoon.
Oh, yeah, all right. Hey, we go out for a walk, shall we, Phoebe? Hey? Go and see that nice Mr. Turner. Explain why he can't have his woodland cleared.
And hold 2, 3, 4, 5, and down.
Oh, I'm starting to get the shakes here.
Come on, last one, you can do it.
Right.
And up. And hold 2, 3, 4, 5, and down. Here, let me give you a hand.
Well done.
Pretty good, eh?
Brilliant.
First time I managed 3 lots of 10 at that weight.
You're really getting some muscle definition in them packs.
Mind you, I don't think I can get myself up off this bench.
Well, why don't we call it a day?
What?
Reckon you've earned a bit of rest and relaxation after all that effort.
But I'm only halfway through.
Finish off another time. Come back to my place.
Oh, you know I'd love to.
What's stopping you?
I've got to keep it up.
Oh, I can help you there.
My training routine. Can't let it slip. It is taking a lot of hard work to get myself into this shape.
And worth every squat, thrust and pull-up.
I think what a flabby specimen I was.
I still fancied you even then.
You did not.
I did. I always thought you had a lovely smile.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, I could so easily put the flab back on. And people have noticed.
You mean Kathy?
I'm supposed to be doing 2 gym sessions a week, remember? And if I'm not doing the Thursday
I'll make sure you get plenty of exercise, don't you worry.
I need to work extra hard today, so I better get on.
Well, aren't you going to help me with my bench presses?
What? Well, yeah, sure. What weight are you lifting?
Well, if you take off that one and that one, and just leave the little one on the end.
What? You can manage more than that, sure.
I'm just after a bit of muscle tone. I don't want to develop huge, great pecs like some bodybuilder, do I?
Oh, I don't know.
Shut up, you. Fallon won't be home till 7. So, are we finished here?
I can't be late, Jolene. I've got a right rollicking last Monday.
Maybe we could just go for a drink.
I said I'd be back in town to give Jamie his tea.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I understand. Shame, though.
Soon be Thursday.
Do you know what I'd really like to do?
Oh, no, Jolene, not in a public place.
All I was going to say was, wouldn't it be nice if we could just go out on a date together?
A date?
Yeah, instead of having to go our separate ways of an evening.
Yeah, but we can't.
Maybe have a meal out somewhere.
You know, it's not possible.
It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
We only get evenings off for special occasions.
Well, this would be a special occasion.
Look, we've got these afternoons together. Let's not go pushing our luck, eh? Now, come on, lie down.
Oh, Sid, do you think we should?
On the bench, come on, stop messing around.
Spoil sport.
Now, you're going to do your reps or what?
Hang on. My leotard's riding up.
You're quite shameless, aren't you?
Come on, then. Give me them weights.
You ready?
Yeah.
And lift. 2, 3, 4, 5. And down.
How's about it?
Breathing, Jolene.
Yeah, all right, but what if...
Remember, you're breathing.
What if I was to get you an evening off with Kathy's blessing?
What?
But I could.
How?
Don't know yet. I'll think of something.
Marvellous news, Betty.
Oh, what?
Kate's coming home.
Oh, when?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact date. You see, she phoned when I was out and left this rather indistinct message on the answer phone. There's all kinds of interference on the line. And, well, Kate is notoriously vague at the best of times.
I see.
But it sounds like the end of the month.
You mean next week?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Though she did say they were coming overland, and that usually means some clapped-out old van, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Which is bound to break down at least 6 times if it's got to come all the way from Morocco.
But you will let us know?
Well, of course. As soon as I've got more details. And she said she'd phone again in a day or two, which, knowing Kate, probably means the weekend. She usually phones at the weekend.
Yeah, that's when she calls Roy.
Isn't that good news?
Well, yeah, I suppose it is.
Well, I must say, it is the most enormous relief for me. I was getting seriously worried. I mean, I thought she'd been back weeks ago.
Didn't we all?
But I knew in my heart of hearts she couldn't bear to be parted from Phoebe for any length of time. I mean, she may have her faults, but she is devoted to her daughter.
Talking of Phoebe, will it be all right if Roy drops around about 8:30 tomorrow?
Well, actually, Betty, I meant to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah?
I've arranged to go over to my mother's for lunch tomorrow to look at her photos of Guernsey, and Brian's got to go to some Worcester Land meeting. So could we possibly have Phoebe on Wednesday instead, do you think?
Instead of tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Only I'm free all day Wednesday.
Yeah, but so am I. Whereas tomorrow, we're all of us working.
Are you?
So, if you can't have her, we're landed with a real problem.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise.
Mike was supposed to be working this afternoon, but he had to back out of it because Brenda got an urgent call from Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, what complicated lives you all lead.
Well, anyway, why can't you take Phoebe with you when you have lunch with Mrs. Woolley?
Well, I can. Well, of course I can. I'm sure Mum would love to see her. And I just thought it would make life a bit simpler if I had her on Wednesday.
Oh, not for us, it wouldn't.
Well, of
Fine, fine, I'll have her tomorrow then. So, Roy will drop around in the morning.
About 8:30.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn for the school run tomorrow.
What?
And I don't usually get back till about 9:50.
Oh, you're taking Alice to school?
Well, not just her. There's a little gaggle of them to go to St. Margaret's, and I have to stop off at Cleveland's, and then I go round...
You'll be driving back past Willow Farm.
Oh, I could drop in and pick Phoebe up, couldn't I?
Well, it'd save us all a lot of time and trouble.
Afternoon.
Hello, Sid.
Oh, you're back early.
Yes, well, I got hauled over the coals last week, didn't I?
Oh, what for?
Spending too long at the gym.
Is that where you've been now?
Kathy gave me a right tongue-lashing. I've had to promise afternoons only, and home at a reasonable hour.
I must say, it's really having an effect.
What, Kathy bawling me out?
Oh, no, you're training.
Yeah, all that hard work's paying off, isn't it?
Yes, well, I keep telling people you too can have a body like mine.
I think I'll stick with the one I've got, thanks, Sid.
I've just come in for some shampoo.
I'm afraid I've rather fallen by the wayside.
Kathy always buys this stuff that smells like apricot jam.
Well, we've only got what's there.
Oh, I used to go to Grey Gables Health Club every week.
Where?
Just by your elbow.
Ah, yes, this is the one I like. Yeah, no flowers, herbs or fruit essences, just a whiff of good old carbolic. How much is that? Oh, sorry, Mrs. Aldridge, you were ahead of me.
No, it's all right. I only came in to talk to Betty.
That's £2.72.
Tell her the good news.
Oh, what's that?
Kate's coming home.
Oh, right. I was beginning to wonder.
Oh, isn't it marvellous?
Yeah, I expect your Roy will be breathing a sigh of relief, won't he?
Why do you say that?
Oh, young lad like that. What's Grampy's style? Having a little kid in tow the whole time. Mind you, she's keen on little kids, isn't she?
Who?
Hayley.
How did you know?
Oh, so it's true then, is he?
What?
Roy and Hayley.
Well, what about them?
Oh, well, it was bound to come out sooner or later.
What?
They're, you know, going out together.
Really?
I saw them in a pub together last week, and I thought to myself, those two are more than just good friends.
Good heavens, how long's this been going on?
So I got this nice little contract all lined up, supposed to start this afternoon, and what happens?
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry.
Come home, dinner time, to be told I got a babysit.
I thought we got it all organised.
Pretty act off, I can tell you.
Trust Radio Borsetshire to throw a spanner in the works.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Oh, we've had a grand afternoon, Phoebe and me.
Bye.
Yeah, didn't we, Princess? We took her out in the buggy. Went to see Greg Turner. He was okay about it.
But it's cost you money, hasn't it?
Well, this is it. I could have been earning.
I'm sorry.
It ain't your fault, Roy.
I think what I'm going to have to do is get a mobile phone.
What for?
So when something like this happens, you can call me and I can come home.
No, you mustn't do that.
Look, she's my responsibility, Dad, and I don't want you losing out.
Well, I won't lose out, not in the long run. I could do the work another day. It's more important that you don't miss out at university.
But I got to put Phoebe first. And if that means cutting a few lectures...
Now, look, you've done well so far. I ain't having you messing up your degree.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, Poppet. Did you have a nice afternoon with Grandad?
Hello, Mummy.
We had a lovely time, didn't we, Phoebe?
Yeah, did Dad tell you about Brenda?
Yeah. I can't believe it. First day of term.
Still, we muddle through.
Well, won't be a problem for much longer.
How do you mean?
Kate's coming home.
What? Who says?
That blooming time.
Jennifer Aldridge.
How long's she been away now?
How does Jennifer know?
Kate phoned her.
When?
Yesterday, I think.
But she phoned me Saturday and she never said a word.
Maybe she only just decided.
Well, then why did she ring Jennifer and not me? I mean, surely she'd want Phoebe to know.
Yeah, before the poor kid forgets her completely.
So what exactly did Jennifer say?
It was all a bit vague. Something about some friends coming back in a van in the next couple of weeks. Nothing definite.
That's typical Aldridge, isn't it? Tell you, don't worry, Kate's back, then suddenly it's maybe, possibly, sometime.
Yeah, well, leave it, Mike.
Well, honestly.
You don't think she's coming, do you, Roy?
I don't know. I don't know any more than you do. It's just that when you said...
What?
Whether she was coming back... It sort of hit me. But the thing is, I know it's complicated, but... Phoebe's so much part of my life now. Having to give her up, having to give her back to Kate... I don't quite know how I feel about that.
Today you were fetching the boars.
Yeah.
Only I'm going over to Lower Loxley.
I know.
Which means your father will have to do the babysitting.
Yeah, he doesn't mind.
Well?
He loves it, Mum. You know he does.
Oh, look at Josh. He's getting filthy.
Oh, it'll wash off.
I don't know that it's a good idea letting him ride his tricycle out here when the yard's so muddy.
Oh, he loves it. Don't you, Joshy, hey?
You know, it might have been better if you'd picked a day when he was at playgroup.
Hey, look at him go.
Only if Bert needs a hand with anything. Oh,
there's no reason why he should.
But if he did...
Well, it's not as if there's a lot to do. I've fed the indoor stock. It's only a question of carting a bit of silage out to the heifers.
And there's Hollow Tree.
Yeah, well, that doesn't take long these days. Anyway, we'll be back by mid-afternoon. And you're not going to spend the whole day with Elizabeth, are you?
Not sure how long I'll be. Said I'd take her shopping this morning.
Bit of retail therapy, eh?
No, supermarket shopping with the twins.
Oh, rather you than me.
Yes, it's something Elizabeth's been putting off, but she's going to have to get used to it.
In my experience, supermarkets and kids do not mix. Oh, hi, Dad.
I'd have thought you'd have set off by now.
No, I'm just waiting for Ruth to get back from the school run.
Something wrong?
What?
Why the furrowed brow?
Oh, well, it's nothing. I've had a letter from the insurance company.
About Woodbine Cottage?
They're refusing to cover the cost of making good the woodworm damage.
You were expecting that.
Well, yes, but one always hopes.
So we're going to have to pay for that out of the business?
I'm afraid so, yes.
How much?
Well, I don't think the treatment's all that expensive.
You'll have to get a specialist firm in, won't you?
Well, it depends on how much of the timber has to be replaced.
Like Elizabeth and Nigel did for the Death Watch beetle.
But I don't suppose we shall get much change out of £1,000.
Oh, great. That's just what I need to hear. We're about to gamble large sums of money on a group of hybrid boars.
What do you mean, gamble?
Well, there's no point pretending, Dad. I said it before. With the pig industry the way it is...
If you two are going to get into that argument again, I'm off.
Sorry.
Time I was going anyway. Oh, look, here's Ruth back.
Keep over there, Josh.
Give my love to Elizabeth.
Of course. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye, Mum.
Bye, Josh.
See you later, Jill.
Have a good day.
Oh, are we ready for the off, then?
Yeah, I think so.
You going to be all right, Phil?
Yes, of course.
Only I know Josh can be a bit of a handful.
Yeah, Mum's just been having a go at me.
What about?
Oh, she said we should have arranged to go and fetch the boars on a day when Josh had playgroup.
But this was the only day we were both free. We've got Alistair coming tomorrow to do PDs.
It's all right, honestly.
Then Thursday we've got the meeting about the Hassett Hills lab.
Don't worry.
And Friday there's this do at school.
Look, you'd better get going.
Yeah, right.
Josh, you going to say bye-bye?
Give your Mum a goodbye kiss. Oh, look at the state of him.
A bit of mud, it's all.
But he's soaking wet. I'd better get you changed before we go.
No, love, Dad'll see to him. Won't you, Dad?
This is going to take all day.
We're not doing too badly.
I don't think we've passed a single person yet who hasn't stopped to bawl.
You should be very proud. Everyone admiring your beautiful babies.
I am. But I've got to get home in time for the health visitor. And at this rate, we're not going to make it to the checkout before one or both of them wakes up and demands to be fed.
Ah, here we are, baby products.
And if they start wailing in unison, they're not going to be nearly so popular.
I expect you need a few more nappies, don't you?
A few? Several gross, more like.
Hello. Hayley.
I fancy meeting you.
Oh, are they just gorgeous?
Haven't you met Lily and Freddie before?
No. Oh, I've heard all about him, of course. Janet came round as soon as his age was going to raptures.
Hello, Lily.
Hello, little Freddie.
We've had to fight our way down the aisles this morning, fending off all the shoppers. You know, they lean into the trolley and go, oh, twins. My next-door neighbour's second cousin had twins.
And the first question they all ask is, are they identical?
Yes. There was even one woman. I told her they were a girl and boy, and she still came out with it. Are they identical?
You'll have to get a T-shirt printed saying, no, they are not.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and on the back, P.S. If you say double trouble, I should strangle you.
What? That's what everyone says, double trouble.
I don't.
They do. Makes me want to scream.
You're buying nappies as well, I see.
Yeah. Shocking price, aren't they?
I cannot believe what it costs just to keep their little bosoms clad.
Well, mind you, not as bad as the village shop. Roy's always running out and having to phone his mum to bring another packet home.
Oh, these are for Phoebe, are they?
Yep. I got the morning off to bring Mrs. A into hospital, you see.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Just a pre-op check. She's having her other eye done in a couple of weeks.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
dead soft about it.
Well, it made such a difference to her, didn't it, when she had the first one done?
That's brilliant.
Let's hope this one goes as well.
Anyway, you always have to wait a while in outpatients, so I left her there with the latest copy of Dog World. It came down here, but I better be getting back.
Yeah, and we'd better press on.
Oh, you are so lucky. I'd love to have twins.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not?
Double trouble.
Oh, shut up, Mum.
It's true, though.
But anyway, it was lovely to see you. Regards to Nigel.
And give our best to Marjorie.
We will. Bye.
Bye.
What?
Why is Hayley buying nappies for Phoebe?
Ah.
I mean, I know she and Roy are good friends.
Rather more than that, I think.
Really?
According to Peggy.
Well, how does Aunt Peggy know she's been to Guernsey?
Heard it from Jenny, who apparently got it from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
Hang on a sec. Pass over the sack of nuts. I'll put some in the trough ready for them.
Oh, good idea. There you go. That means dinner time, doesn't it, fellas?
Okay, you can let them out.
Right. Come on, you lot.
Well, they don't seem very keen.
Out you go, go on.
Well, they don't seem to have suffered any ill effects from the journey.
Oh, I just hope they're going to be worth all this time and trouble. Not to mention expense.
I sometimes wonder why you agreed to this scheme in the first place.
Because I was outvoted. Because you and Dad were so keen on it. Because you kept saying the pig industry has been in the doldrums so long it's bound to pick up soon. But it hasn't yet, has it?
It's initiatives like this that are going to turn it around.
Oh, yeah. With the strong pound sucking in imports from all around the world. With people able to buy whole legs of pork for next to nothing.
But it's rubbish. It's absolutely tasteless.
Yeah, but as I keep saying, it is cheap and that is all that people care
about. No, it isn't. There are plenty of people out there who'll pay a bit extra for pork that tastes like pork used to taste. Mm. Isn't that right, Phil?
What? Oh, hi, Dad.
There's a market out there for quality pig meat.
Oh, I hope so. Otherwise, we're wasting our time with this lot.
Quite.
So, how was the journey?
Fine.
Yeah, no problem. We got there about 12, loaded them up, and here we are.
What do you think?
Well, nice looking animals. They're pretty lively, aren't they?
Enjoying stretching their legs after the journey. Mm.
It's astonishing, really, isn't it?
What?
Seeing them together in a small pen like that.
Oh. What, you mean the fact that they're not squabbling or anything?
They've been brought up together ever since they were born.
Yes, I know.
So they used to be each other's company.
Didn't stop Kenton and me fighting tooth and nail, as I recall.
Yeah, well, pigs are so much more civilised than small boys.
Oh, yeah. How's Josh been?
Oh, fine.
But?
What?
I sense a hesitation there, Phil. Has he been playing you up again?
No, no. Not really.
What's he done?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just... Well, you know that lamp that lives on top of the piano?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Well, it was my fault. I wasn't paying attention. You can't afford to turn your back for a minute, can you? Anyway, I'm sure it can be fixed.
I'll have a look at it this evening.
So, I see you put these young boars well away from the gilts.
Yeah, don't want them to get overexcited, do we?
How long before they get introduced to their harem?
About another 6 weeks, I should think.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll be quite so matey with each other when they're having to compete for female favours.
Well, they will have 40,000 gilts between the three of them.
Yeah, even so, if two of them fancy the same one.
You're determined this isn't going to work, aren't you?
Not at all. I've got a lot invested in it. It's just, can't help worrying.
Yeah, we know.
By the time we get the first progeny from these boars, is there still going to be such a thing as the British pig industry?
And here comes Daisy Duck.
No, Dick?
What?
Well, that one's Dick.
I can't believe you've got a plastic duck called Dick.
Yeah, Daisy, Donald, Deirdre and Dick. That's right, isn't it, Phoebes? You see? Phoebe knows their names, don't you, sweetheart?
Dick the duck, I ask you.
Oh, listen, I forgot. How did Mrs. A get on at the hospital?
Oh, fine, no problem.
So when's she having the operation?
A couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I bumped into Elizabeth in the supermarket
mm-hmm.
with the twins. Oh, Roy, they're so gorgeous. I wanted to kidnap them and bring them home.
Don't you think we got enough on our plates with this one?
Yes.
Yes, madam, I'm talking about you.
Yes, Elizabeth was looking distinctly knackered. Mm. I think she's finding it a bit heavy going.
I bet she is.
And I reckon her mom has suffered about you and me.
Ah, well.
She gave me a very knowing look when I said I was buying nappies for Phoebe.
I'm afraid Mum let the cat out the bag.
Who did?
Sid.
Oh.
And Jennifer Aldridge.
Right. Oh, well, bound to happen sooner or later, wasn't it?
You don't mind?
Of course I don't mind.
I thought you might be having second thoughts.
What are you talking about?
I just worry sometimes.
Are you having second thoughts? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, of course not. Oh. You're the greatest thing that's happened to me ever.
Oh,
yeah. Apart from you, Phoebe.
So, what are you worrying about?
Well, it's this one, really. My own life revolves around her, and, well, it's not very fair on you.
Don't be daft.
And maybe you feel you're taking on more than you bargained for.
I knew from the start that you and Phoebe came as a package. And I love her, Roy. Yes, you little monkey. I love you to bits.
Daddy.
You love me as well.
Oh, of course she does. You're brilliant with her.
Years of experience.
No, it's more than that, isn't it?
I do feel... I don't know, I suppose it's because she's your daughter, but I do feel, apart from anything else, I simply cannot comprehend how Kate can just walk away and leave her like that, because I couldn't, not in a million years.
Well, she was in a bad way.
Oh, sure. She needed a break, you said. But it's been over a month now, and that's just not natural.
It's difficult to understand,
I know. It's selfish, and it's irresponsible. And if she does come back next week or whenever, I would think twice about letting her have Phoebe back.
Would you?
Yes, seriously.
Can you chuck me over the towel?
There you go.
Otter.
Oh, it's lovely and warm, Phoebes.
Do you think she will come back?
Eventually. Yes, of course.
I'm not so sure.
How do you mean?
Come on, sausage. Out you come.
Daddy!
You're getting to be a big girl, aren't you? Now, go on, let's get you dry, shall we?
Roy?
Well, she did say before she left that she might be away for a while. And when she rings, she never wants to talk about coming back. And like you said, you know, she stayed away from Phoebe for over a month, as if she's made up her mind to live without her.
How could she do that?
Oh, I don't know. But I am seriously beginning to think that maybe she's gone for good.
If your visitors end their tour of the house by coming down the back stairs and emerge from the house through that door...
Uh-huh, the old servants' entrance.
Then there, straight ahead of them, is the shop.
But I thought we wanted them funneled into the cafe.
Well, I think it'll work better this way. Now, shop first, then the cafe.
Yeah, but you can't even see the orangery from here.
Ah, well, this is the bit. If you look at my drawing, this is where I've suggested planting a strategic row of shrubs. Do you see?
I thought that was just decoration.
No, it's to stop people wandering off into the kitchen garden.
Well, they can go in the kitchen garden if they want to.
Not until they've bought a cup of tea and a piece of cake.
I see.
So by planting a row of shrubs along here, you can ensure people have to walk round that way straight into the orangery.
Lewis, you're a genius.
And after they've had their tea, well, they can gad about in the grounds to their heart's content.
But not before we've parted them from their money.
Exactly.
It all seems rather calculated.
Well, it's these sort of calculations, my dear chap, that make the difference.
Yes, between success and failure. I know.
It's all about separating the punters from their pennies without them noticing. So, what do you think?
I think it's brilliant.
And the joy of the scheme, as you can see from the drawing, is that it really doesn't involve any alteration to the external structure.
Which means planning permission shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Precisely. Now, when you have to get listed building consent on top of the usual building regs and planning approval, oh, it can be an absolute nightmare.
That's what took the time with the gallery.
But if I put the application in straight away, with good luck and a following wind, it should be cleared by mid-March.
Oh, that doesn't leave us a lot of time, does it?
You're planning your grand opening for the end of May?
That's right. Yeah, well, we're going to open the house in April, but the rest of it... Well, we're sort of aiming for the late May bank holiday weekend.
So... planning cleared by mid-March, put it out to tender, tenders back by early April. 6 weeks to do the work. It'll be tight, but we should manage it.
But, Ems, what's in all those boxes?
Oh, yoghurt pots. We wasn't expecting the delivery till next week, so it's a bit of a mess in the storeroom. Well, we've got nowhere to put them.
Hope the weather holds.
That's just clearing a bit of space. I'll tell you here, Sheila.
No hurry.
What? better start getting these inside anyway.
And how are things with you?
Oh, you know, much the same.
Have you heard any more?
No. We should have. They gave us 21 days and that were up last week.
Oh, so you're just waiting.
It's awful. Day the summons don't come, you think maybe it ain't going to happen after all.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Hello. You won't say nothing to Pat, will you?
No, of course not.
What a mess, eh? We weren't expecting this delivery.
Yes, Claire was just saying.
Anyway, I've managed to clear a bit of space.
I'll start carting them in then, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Clary. How are you, Jill?
Fine, thanks. I've come to beg some raspberry yoghurt. The shop had run out.
Oh, yes, they're due for a delivery today.
Yes, Susan said. Only I promised Elizabeth.
How is she?
Pretty well on the whole.
She must be exhausted.
I did a supermarket shop yesterday with the twins. It took nearly 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
By the time we got back, she was dead on her feet, poor love. A health visitor was very sympathetic.
Oh, you must be fairly worn out too, aren't you? Dashing backwards and forwards to Lower Loxley.
I don't go every day.
But you've still got a full house at Brookfield.
Mm. I have had to leave Phil looking after Josh once or twice, which I think he finds a bit of a strain.
Energetic little chap, isn't he?
Takes after his dad. David was just the same at that age.
Good grief. You had the twins at the same time.
It wasn't easy. And then this afternoon, we're having Daniel after school, because Chris is out of action with her back.
Oh, no, not again.
Afraid so. So Shula's having to put in extra hours at the stables.
Oh, it must be hard work being a grandmother.
It is at the moment, yes.
Oh, Clary?
Yes?
Oh, don't look so startled.
Sorry.
Could you get some raspberry yoghurt out of the cold store? How much do you want, Jill?
A couple of half litres would be nice.
Yeah, right, I won't be a minute.
I'm worried about her.
Clary?
She's been really down lately.
Have you talked to her?
Well, I've tried to. She says it's nothing, but... Oh, Eddie tried to borrow some money from Tony last week.
Did he?
£500 as an advance against contract work.
Really?
It does make you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, if they're trying to borrow sums like that...
Pat! Oh, hello, Jill.
Morning!
I've just had Colin on the phone. He's down with flu.
Oh, no!
So he won't be in this afternoon. Or for the rest of the week, presumably.
Oh, we're running horribly late already this morning.
Well, I better leave you to it. How much do I owe you for the yoghurt?
Oh, forget it. Give it to Elizabeth with my love.
That's very sweet of you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye, Jill.
Bye.
Thanks, Clary.
Tony, could I possibly borrow Tommy this morning, do you think, just to do the local delivery run?
Oh, I'll do it for you.
You?
Yeah. I've been gazing hopelessly at the computer screen all morning. I could do with a break. And I don't want to interrupt Tommy while he's trimming leeks.
Well, he's what?
He's in the packing shed.
You got Tommy trimming veg? How on earth did you manage that?
Blackmail.
What?
Oh, look out. Here comes Clary.
Blackmail?
I'll tell you later.
Now, if I put you back in your bouncy chair, you're going to be a good girl and stay quiet for Mummy. Mm? There we are. Oh, Lily, what's the matter? You've got a full tummy and a dry bottom. And now you started Freddie off. Oh, what am I going to do with you?
What's all the noise?
Oh, the cavalry, thank heavens.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Oh, little beggars playing you up, are they?
Oh, we're having one of those days. As soon as I got one quiet, then the other one starts.
Right, which one do you want, Liz? I'll take Freddie.
Okay, come on, Lily, come to Daddy.
Oh, grab hold of these drawings, would you, Elizabeth?
Oh, right.
Come on then, Freddie. Let's see if Uncle Lewis can sort you out.
There, there, Lily. No need to make such a fuss.
I think what we need is to have Walter back on the business.
When you've finished with him, you can have a go on me.
Lily, there's a good girl. That's better, isn't it?
Good heavens, how did you manage that?
It's the masculine touch.
You make me feel totally inadequate. Do you know that?
Don't be daft. It's only because there's two of us.
Exactly. One set of arms per baby.
Well, that's what I need to do, is it? Grow another set of arms.
Can I come in?
Oh, there you are, Mum.
Yes, sorry I'm a bit late. Oh, hello.
Hello, Jill. Morning.
Well, I must say, this is a sight to gladden a woman's heart.
We are supposed to be working.
And looking after the children isn't work. Of course, how silly of me.
No. No, Lizzie.
Oh, darling.
Look, we need you to look at those drawings.
This is the first time the two of them have been quiet all morning.
Feeling a bit frazzled.
It's when they keep crying for no apparent reason.
I know, it's awful. So, let's make the most of this moment of calm. drink your orange juice?
I forgot all about that.
We don't want the milk supply drying up.
And then they really would have reason to complain.
Elizabeth, dear, look, I hate to nag, but could you possibly cast your eye over those sketches?
What are they?
Lewis has done some artist's impressions. Now, that's the shop.
Where's that?
It's the old stables.
Oh, I see. What a good idea.
And the other one is of the cafe in the orangery.
That's going to be delightful. So light and airy.
And if you look on the next page, there's a rough ground plan of where the kitchen will go and the extra loos.
More loos?
Oh, believe me, Elizabeth, one of the keys to success in this kind of venture is plenty of loos.
What do you think, Lizzie?
It looks great.
I think so too. And Lewis has talked me through it in detail. So shall we give him the green light?
Okay.
Excellent. I'll get the planning application in right away.
Better let me take Freddy, then.
Oh, yes, good idea. There you go, young man.
Come on, Freddy. Come and say hello to Granny.
And I'll sound out one or two contractors. Can't actually put it out to tender yet, of course, but I'm sure Coopers and Pritchard will be interested.
The ones who did the roof?
Yes.
The ones Julia was so fond of?
That's right, she adopted them. Spent hours chatting them up and making them pots of tea.
Well, she claimed it was research.
Coopers and Pritchard are extremely reliable. If we're up against a deadline, I know they'll come up trumps.
Why couldn't we have had them for Woodbine Cottage?
Besides, Julia's got other things to distract her these days.
You, for a start.
Well, I don't know that I can compete with bronzed young workmen in sleeveless T-shirts. No, I was thinking more of the gallery.
She's doing a wonderful job down there, isn't she?
She's taking it very seriously.
I think she escapes down there to get away from poo, vomit and screaming.
Oh, now come, Elizabeth. She's devoted to her grandchildren.
As long as they're clean and asleep.
And apparently he bumped into Tommy there with this girl.
Oh, no, he's not having secret assignations with Kirsty again.
No. A tall, blonde girl.
What?
Oh, definitely not Kirsty. Well, that's the point. So I suggested
right,
to Tommy...
Right, this is the Grey Gables order, OK?
Yeah, right. Thanks, Chloe.
Did you remember the cream? Yeah, the cream's on the bottom there. And you want to stack that in front of the Edgelister.
A what?
Leave it by the door. You stop off at Grey Gables on your way to Edgeley.
I'm never going to remember all this. It's all changed since I last did the delivery run.
Wouldn't it be easier if I did it?
No, Clary, I need you to do the potting up. And if you fancy a bit of overtime this evening...
I'm working at the Bull tonight.
Oh, no. That's the Underwoods' order to get ready for the morning.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't be helped.
I'll get the stuff for the village shop.
It's a shame that Colin couldn't have waited till next week to get ill.
Why?
Well, Helen will be home.
Well, yes.
Well, this is her last week working for Anne Baxter, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't want her spending all her time in the dairy.
Well, why not?
She's got to write up her assignments for college.
Well, that's not going to take her 3 weeks.
She's supposed to do a detailed analysis of the entire Baxter organisation.
Yes, but she's done most of the work already, hasn't she? It's only a question of writing it up.
Oh, you know what Helen's like about written work. You don't nag her, she'll leave it all till the last minute. Anyway, tell me about Tommy and this girl.
Well, that's all I'd know, really. Except when I suggested to him that Kirsty might be interested to know he was out with someone else.
Tony, you didn't.
He sort of volunteered to spend the morning trimming veg.
That is despicable.
Yes. Well, it got me out of having to do it.
Oh, I do hope he's not too timing, Kirsty. She's sweet.
Right, this lot's for the village shop. A dozen plain and 2 trays of mixed fruit.
Right, thanks.
Is it all right if I go now?
What?
I know it's a bit early, but I'll start early this afternoon.
Well, couldn't you stay for lunch?
No, it's okay. I have to check him out.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Is he ill?
No. He's not ill exactly. Just he's not himself, you know.
Oh, Clara, you should have said.
But no, it's nothing, honest. No, I just need to keep an eye on him. I'll come straight back.
Right. See you later.
Oh, dear.
You mentioned that before.
No. Could you invent some reason for dropping round to Grange Farm, do you think? Only something's wrong, I know it is.
You reckon?
Yeah. And Clary's not telling.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, hello.
You've been left
left holding the baby?
Certainly have, again.
She's looking cheerful.
Yeah, she's full of beans. And I finally discovered why the Lawson Oak bench was put here.
Hello, Phoebe.
So knackered grandparents can take the weight off their feet for 5 minutes.
Sounds like you've had a difficult day.
Oh, never realised quite what hard work it was looking after a toddler.
Nobody does till they have to do it.
When I was little, I left it all to Betty. Oh, we did in them days. Kids were supposed to be woman's work.
Still are in a lot of households.
Not in ours. Betty and Brenda are out working most days. Now Roy's back at university. That leaves Muggins here.
Oh, Sid's marvellous with Jamie, of course. But when you have to deal with them hour after hour...
The trouble is, you see, because I finish the milk round before most people have got going in the morning, they think I ain't got nothing to do for the rest of the day.
And have you?
Well, of course I have. Well, I used to have before I was appointed nanny-in-chief. I normally work 2 or 3 days a week. Bit of forestry, bit of cultivation. That could be over the estate right now. Oh. Hello, trouble. What do you want then, eh?
Oh, I think she wants you to pick her up.
Oh, that's what you always want, innit, Phoebe? Bit of attention. All right, come on then. Come and sit on your granddad's knee. And do I get a kiss?
Well, somebody loves a granddad, doesn't she?
Emotional blackmail, that's what it is.
But you love it, don't you?
See how they do it, innit, little uns? When you're completely ragged, then one big sloppy kiss and you forgive them everything.
Come on, dear. Sit down.
Why don't you just let me die?
You're not going to die. Sit down there. All right.
Be better if I did.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. I'll get you a glass of water.
Better death than dishonour.
That's rubbish and you know it. If you're feeling faint, stick your head between your legs.
You can't believe he's come to this, Eddie.
I know.
My old life's work for nothing.
Hey, come on, Dad. Drink this. Better?
The shock of it.
Yeah, I know. Caught me by surprise, I know.
1 minute the yard was empty, and then there he was.
I thought we'd got away with it for another day.
Looming over me, gloating at me downfall.
Oh, he wasn't gloating. He's only the process server.
Thrusting the envelope into me hand.
Yeah, it's not as if we weren't expecting him. I've been waiting all week.
Still come as a shock.
You're looking a bit better. Shall we have a look, see what it says?
He knows what it says.
Let me see. Right. Borchester Mills petition the court that a bankruptcy order be made against...
Anyone home?
Oh, my God. Oh,
flipping heck.
Can I come in?
Here, come in here.
Oh, it's you.
Who do you think it was?
You make a habit of walking in other folks' houses without knocking.
But I did knock.
And did anybody see come in? I didn't hear nobody see come in.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure.
Did you, Eddie?
Well, I'll go away again, John.
No, it's okay.
Modern manners, I don't know.
It took us by surprise at that.
Whatever happened to an Englishman's home, Mrs. Glasser?
Hey, shut up, Daddy.
You all right, Joe? Hmm.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, never been better.
Oh, good.
Why?
Oh, it's just... Well, something Clary said.
What did she say?
She was worried about you.
About me?
Oh, of course she worries about him. You all worry about him. 78 years old, isn't he?
Have you got a bad chest and all?
Anthony robbed you, didn't come round here to inquire after me dad's health.
No.
So?
What?
So, why are you here?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking after what you said last week.
What?
When you asked me about contract work and if I could pay you some money up front.
Reconsidered, have you?
Well, not exactly, no.
Offer still stands.
I'm not paying you in advance, but if you want to do some ditching next week...
Yeah, great. For cash, mine?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all very much.
Oh, good. That's settled, then.
Was there someone else?
No, not really.
Goodbye, then.
Hey, Dad.
Only I was thinking of going down the ball tonight. You fancy joining me?
Oh, we're not tonight.
Well, I'll buy you a pint.
That's very civil of you, but some other time, eh?
You sure?
He should know, wouldn't he?
Hey, Dad, that's no way to talk to a man who's just offered me work.
Yeah, well, I better be getting back anyway. I'll see you around.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, bye.
You didn't have to be quite so rude to him.
He was snooping.
No, he wasn't.
I knows a snooper when I sees one. Well, now let's have another look at this here petition.
Another half an hour is not going to matter.
You want Fallon to come home and find me running around in the buff?
She won't be on for hours.
But I must be, I'm afraid.
You didn't even get here till 5.
Well, that wasn't my fault, I told you.
I don't know. The one afternoon we get to spend together and you waste half of it buying a birthday present for your wife.
I'm sorry.
A girl might start to wonder where your priorities lie.
I had to get the right thing.
You should have asked me. I'd have found you something in 5 minutes.
It, like a leopard skin hat?
It was gorgeous, that hat.
Kathy didn't think so.
Well, some people got no taste.
What's the matter with this shower?
Still running cold, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, here, let me fix it.
Oh, Jolene.
What?
Wish you'd warn me before you do that.
What?
Slipping out of a kimono in that tantalising way.
Oh, I don't want to get in wet. Perhaps I'd better leave this shower running cold, don't I?
If only I didn't have to rush home.
Oh, another half an hour.
No, Jolene, I mustn't push my luck.
Right. Let's see if I can fix this. There you go. That's running nice and warm now. Oh, lovely. Well, come on.
I don't think there's room in there for both of us.
Of course there is. Come on.
Well, all right.
There. Is that nice or what?
Yeah, of course it's nice. But I'm supposed to be getting washed and dressed, and with you standing that close.
Oh, turn around and I'll wash your back.
I don't think...
Go on, turn around.
All right.
Good boy.
Oh, I'm putty in your hands, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're all taut, sinew and ripple and muscle.
Well, stop it.
Well, it's true. Oh, and you've got a lovely back.
Not as nice as yours.
You know, I've been thinking...
What about?
Our evening out.
Oh, you're not still on about that?
Of course I am.
I told you, it's not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is. I've got it figured. I just have to find the right occasion.
What's that smell?
Smell?
Yeah, that sweet, flowery sort of smell.
That's only the shower gel.
What sort of shower gel?
A freezer, I think.
You've never put that all over my back.
It's what Fallon gave me for Christmas.
I can't go on smelling of that.
You won't smell of it.
I will.
You wash it all off.
Kathy'll notice. She's got a nose like a bloodhound, she has. She knows I never use them scented things.
Oh, don't panic.
Not panicking.
I've got some ordinary coal tar soap. Will that do you?
Yes, but I've got to get every trace of that shower gel off.
Oh, I'd better give you a good scrub down with a loofah then, hadn't I? Just to be on the safe side.
I saw your Tom earlier.
Oh, yes.
Getting into a car with a rather tasty young blonde.
Ah, he's out with her again, is he?
Oi, Cathy, any chance for a drink?
Won't be a minute.
Ian, talking of young love, what's this I hear about Roy and Hayley?
Oh, it's been going on for weeks.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, they kept very quiet about it.
I don't know why. We're dead chuffed about it, Betty and me.
She's a lovely girl.
Certainly is.
Oh, right, Mike. Sorry to keep you waiting.
You're busy tonight.
Yes, and I'm going to murder Sid when he gets back. 7 o'clock, he said. And what time is it now?
Nearly 7:45.
And someone's having a birthday party in the Ploughman's. Poor Clary, she's having a real problem coping.
Yeah, Pat's noticed she's been a bit frayed round the edges.
What?
Clary, not coping too well.
No, I just meant she's got 30 people all clamouring to be served at once. Oh, yes, Mike. Pint of Shires, is it?
Yeah, Tar. And Tony, you?
Yeah, you can put another half in there.
Right. So, Clary's a bit down, is she?
Yeah, so Pat says. And Eddie's behaving oddly, too.
What, odder than usual?
Evening!
Oh, there you are!
Sorry.
7 o'clock, you said?
Yes, I know.
You promised faithfully.
I got held up. Wasn't my fault, honestly.
It never is your fault, is it?
You should have seen the traffic.
Late night shopping tonight, innit?
Oh, yeah, that'll explain it.
I thought I made myself clear. If you want to go to the gym, you do it in your own time, not in work time. I mean, look at this place. It's heaving. Clary and I can't manage a crowd like this on our own.
Dad?
What do you want?
Just wondered where you were, that's all.
Well, I'm here.
What are you doing?
Come out, fetch a drop of cider.
We've been out here ever since tea. You must be freezing.
Can't bear the way she looks at me.
Who?
Clary.
I know what you mean. She's gone out now.
Is she?
She's working down in the bow.
people.
Well, since I'm here, I might as well have a pot of cider and all.
Yeah, I've been going over this form. It's hard going, Eddie.
Yeah.
The debtors are justly and truly indebted.
You don't need to bother with all that first bit.
Well, that means us, it does. Joseph Grundy and Son, debtors.
It's only the bit over the page that matters.
You mean the petition shall be heard on Monday, the 20th of February?
20th of February. Mm. Less than a month.
Before we have to stand up in Felkersham County Court and hear the judge pass sentence.
He's only going to pronounce us bankrupt, Dad. Not condemn us to 20 years' hard labour.
We might as well. The disgrace couldn't be no worse.
There is one way we can avoid it.
Who?
We can take the cows down the market next week.
Don't be daft.
They'll save us having to go to court.
Cows have got BVD. Who's going to buy them in that state?
Okay, we get a bit less than they're worth. Still, we're more than enough to cover the debt.
And then what would happen, eh? There'd be no milk check coming in, the bank would call in the overdraft, and we'd be down the tubes long before the 20th of February.
It's just a suggestion.
Clutching at straws don't help, does it? So you might as well save your breath.
For your birthday.
A car would be nice.
Oh, right. I'll sort that then. Hatchback or a Ford saloon? Right, now, come on, Phoebs. Oh, time to get your coat on.
I don't know why Jennifer can't pick her up like she did on Tuesday.
Yes, well, probably not her day for the school run. Oh, put your arm in there. Good girl. Anyway. You haven't answered my question.
What question?
What do you want for your birthday?
Nothing. Except some time on my own with you.
What about a present, though?
Well, that'll be present enough.
Are you sure you wouldn't like to go out somewhere?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. Nightingale Farm it is. One romantic candlelit dinner for two.
Hang on, I'll get it.
Now, Phoebe, where have you hidden your hat?
Hello. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, we just went set off.
Go.
What sort of emergency? Well, why can't you go tomorrow? Or this afternoon, even? Well, what about Phoebe? No, I'm sorry, but that's not possible. No, hang on. I don't believe that woman.
What's the matter?
She thinks the entire world revolves around her.
What's happened?
You wonder why Kate's the way she is? She gets it from her mother, that's why. She said she can't have Phoebe this morning.
Why not?
Oh, she's broken her tooth or something. She has to go to the dentist now, this minute. And no, it can't wait till this afternoon.
Oh, I don't believe it.
She complains about not seeing Phoebe enough, and now this.
What are we going to do?
I have to take the morning off.
No, you mustn't.
What choice do I have?
I'll take her to work with me.
No, you can't. Not after what Josie said.
Well, Josie will have to lump it.
I'm not having you risking your job.
I won't be, explain it's an emergency.
No, I'll stay at home.
Roy!
Look, Dad will be home in a couple of hours, and it really won't matter if I miss my first lecture.
Are you sure?
Yes. Come on, Phoebe. Oh, coat off. No, I'm sorry, sweetheart. No, you're not going for a ride in Haley's car after all.
Listen. No, Eddie.
I told him to.
We are not selling the cows.
We're going to lose them any role. I told him last night it was a daft idea.
Not yet. Yeah, you sell them now, it'll just make the situation worse.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
but if we just sold half of them.
They've got BVD.
Even so, nice Jersey cows like them. We could pay what we owe and still be selling milk. Still be getting a milk check in.
Yeah, but for how much?
And you think the bank won't notice? We're not meant to touch anything.
They'll never know.
They're not daft, Eddie.
It's worth a try.
How many warnings have we had from the bank?
I don't know.
Those 2 months ago.
They've been telling us this past year we've got to do something about that overdraft. As it is, we're barely managing to pay the interest.
And whose fault is that?
Eh?
It's the system, isn't it?
Oh, for heaven's sake, if it weren't for the bank, this farm would have gone out of business years ago.
But if they hadn't lent us the money in the first place,
Oh, now, listen, both of you. The milk check's the only thing that keeps us going. Pays the overheads, the electric, the feed, the diesel for the van. We lose that, we're dead in the water.
Yeah, gonna be dead any road come the 20th of February.
But let's just wait till it happens, shall we? Instead of dreaming of ways for making it happen sooner. Now, I'm going to work. I'll see you later.
Told you.
Yeah, I know.
It'll just make matters worse.
Don't make sense, though. It just don't make no sense at all.
What?
Well, here we are sitting on a load of assets.
Like what?
Like the herd and tractors, machinery.
What machinery?
Well, I know we ain't got much, but you had it all together. It's worth a darn sight more than 8.5 grand.
Yeah, but then 8.5 grand, that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
But if we could just pay that...
It's like a chap gets done for burgling one house and asks for a dozen other offences to be taken into consideration.
Who you want to be?
Well, same with us and our debts.
You what?
It's like Clary was saying. We may be in court for what we owes Borchester Mills, but there's everything else. What we owes the bank, the higher purchase, everything.
But if we can just get Borchester Mills off our backs...
You liquidate your assets to pay off the one, and what happens? You ain't got a business no more. Suddenly the whole house of cards comes tumbling down.
Bye, Mrs. Barford. Take care now.
Poor woman.
Yes, obviously in a lot of pain.
That's the trouble with bad backs. Nobody can agree what the best treatment is, can they? I mean, some people say lie on the floor and stay there.
And others say you've got to exercise.
Like Sid.
He doesn't have a bad back, does he?
No, but exercise is his cure for everything. I mean, I say I'm a bit tired or I've got a headache and it's what you need is a 5-mile run.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's driving me up the wall.
Not surprised.
Well, he seems to have forgotten why he started on this exercise lark in the first place.
Well, so he could keep up with Jamie, wasn't it?
Exactly. So he could be a good dad. But as often as not, he's out at his blessed gym when Jamie gets home from school.
Still, it's not such a bad hobby. He does look very well.
And doesn't he know it?
I wish I could persuade Mike to take a bit more care of himself.
Well, he was late back again yesterday.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Clara.
You recovered from last night?
We're a bit frantic, weren't it?
Well, wouldn't have been so bad if we'd had a full complement of bar staff. I was just telling Betty.
Is that the rest of our order?
It was just the plain yoghurt she was missing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I was ready to wring Sid's neck by the time he got back. And there he was, making excuses about the traffic.
Oh, yeah, Tony did the deliveries yesterday.
Yeah, made a right mess of it, no.
Susan should have noticed we were short.
He come back with the van still half full. I've got to go all the way over Edgeley before I do the Underwoods delivery.
Oh.
How are you anyway, Betty? Any news of Kate?
Well, last weekend we were told she was on her way home.
Oh, really?
But since then it's all gone rather quiet. Oh, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, by the way, what's this I hear about Roy and Hayley?
Oh, well, I feel a bit bad about that. It was supposed to be a secret.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It was just the way they wanted it.
What?
But then Sid tricked me into telling him.
Telling him what?
Romance is in the air.
Well, Roy and Hayley?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
How nice to have some good news for a change.
She what? Broke a tooth.
Oh, don't believe it.
Yeah, I had to go to the dentist.
So you had to take the morning off?
Well, I thought you'd be home.
What?
Well, you're usually back long before this.
Oh, not on a Friday. Folk pay their milk bills on Friday.
Of course.
Anyway, I'm here now, so if you want to get off.
My next lecture until half past two.
Oh, look, you've got to be careful, Roy. Once you start missing lectures, you'll be falling behind with your studies.
I won't fall behind. It was nothing particularly vital this morning.
It's not the point, is it?
And I can borrow someone else's notes.
You know, I was so proud of you getting into university, Roy. Yeah. I don't want nothing coming between you and that degree.
It won't.
Oh, mind to go round the home farm, give Jennifer Aldridge a piece of my mind.
Can I come in?
Oh, Hayley, what are you doing here?
I'm more to the point, why are you still here?
Well, Dad's only just got back.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm always late on a Friday.
Oh, I knew I should have taken her in with me.
Look, doesn't matter, OK? I mean, these things happen. I missed the lecture, it's not the end of the world.
Well, anyway, look, Josie is out on an assignment this afternoon, so I'm taking Henry over to Notting Hill Farm to see Mrs. A, and I thought I could take Phoebe as well.
Well, Betty's going to be home.
Is she?
Yeah, and Jennifer said she could have her this afternoon.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This morning there's no one. This afternoon there's about 15 people queuing up.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi.
Well, what's going on? What are you doing here?
He had to take the morning off, didn't he?
Why?
Jennifer let us down.
Oh,
Oh, no.
I mean, you'd think she'd understand, wouldn't you? With four kids of her own, you've got to stick to a routine.
Probably where she went wrong with Kate.
I mean, if you keep chopping and changing and passing them around like a parcel, they start feeling insecure. You know, like no-one wants them.
Well, Phoebe knows we all love her.
Well, maybe. But don't forget her mum's just shoved off and left her.
Exactly. That's about the most traumatic thing can happen to a little kid.
Mm, well, she still cries sometimes. Especially at night, she can be inconsolable.
Mm. It's hardly surprising.
So, we better get this sorted out, hadn't we? Establish a proper rota.
Yes.
But you work shifts, Brenda works shifts.
No, I mean with Jennifer. We've got to make it clear that if she wants to look after Phoebe, she has to do it 2 days a week on a regular basis.
I agree.
Look, haven't you forgotten something?
What?
Kate's supposed to be on her way home.
Well, I'm beginning to wonder about that.
So the problem will be out of our hands, won't it?
Well, you don't believe she's coming, do you, Roy?
Nope.
Why'd you say that?
Well, we'd have heard something by now, wouldn't we?
No, I'm seriously beginning to wonder if she's ever coming back.
You what?
Yeah, but what about Phoebe?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Kate's thinking.
It's, well, one thing we do know for certain, that's we can't rely on her.
Say that again.
So, the best thing we can do is assume she's not coming and organise a proper rota.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, off you go.
He looks at you so soulful, doesn't he?
You what?
Them big brown eyes.
Don't start getting sentimental.
It's as if they knows.
Whichever way you look at it, I'm going to have to say goodbye to them.
You ain't still on about flogging them down the market, are you?
No. Oh, yeah, right. So, nothing.
We just bring the whole thing to an edge sooner.
Yeah, I understand.
At least we still got 3.5 weeks.
Well, a lot can happen in 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
We could win the lottery.
I could be joining your mother up the church, yeah.
Don't talk like that, Dad.
That's true.
I'm depressed enough as it is. Now, are you going to let the next lot in for me?
Who?
Cain's Dad. Can you open the gate for him?
Oh, right. Ah, yeah. Hey, in you go, Clover, old girl. And we lovely Bluebell. You too, baby. Here, that's something that we hadn't thought of.
What?
Baby Spice.
She's William.
How much should we get for Posh, eh? 1,000 quid, wasn't it?
Which we still owes the lad, don't forget.
Is he complaining, though, yeah? Because he's a good lad. He knows when the family's in trouble, we all want to pull together.
He still thinks it's my fault we're in this mess.
1,000 quid, Eddie. That'd make a difference, wouldn't it?
It's not enough.
And she's cleared the BVD, don't forget. William sold her that.
Although, well... We got that bit saved towards the rent money, ain't we?
Ah.
And say he was to sell the tractor.
That's worth 3,000 quid, easy.
Well, 2.5, maybe. And then you add in next month's milk check.
Plus 1,000 for baby Spice.
Don't but even think about it.
Oh, well, love.
Didn't hear you come in?
Obviously.
We was just sort of speculating.
That young heifer is William's.
I know.
We was only doing a few sums, you know, try to work something out.
I won't let you flog her off like you did Posh. William never saw a penny of that money. And he's never likely to, is he?
Pay him back when things is better.
Things ain't gonna get better, though, are they? It ain't no good suggesting they are.
Not really.
And baby Spice, she's William's ticket out of here.
You what?
It's his little nest egg, that is, if he wants to start a new life somewhere else.
Why do you want to do that?
Oh, you never stop to think, do you, how this is going to affect the boys?
Well, same as it's going to affect the rest of us.
No, Joe. This may be the end of the road for us, but William's just starting out. He's got a chance of making a good life for himself. And I am not going to let you drag him down with the rest of us.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.